Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So this thing's going viral, this girl on TikTok. She's so mad at her ex that anytime she has to sign up for something, she gives his email address.
Like the really annoying pop-up thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's genius.
The only thing is she's been doing it for a very long time.
I would keep doing it.
Yeah, but then every time you're entering that email, you like feel all the bad feelings that you felt
originally. Saying she should let it go?
She should let it go eventually, okay. But it is pretty genius.
It's awesome.
We did that when we were in high school and we'd go to the college fairs and you'd have to get all the brochures and we all just put our friend's email. So he got just endless. His email and his address, because they were still doing mailers back then.
Nice.
That was more... There weren't any bad feelings involved. It was just all evil,
just pranky,
I guess. Yeah.
We used to do it with the crap that would fall out of the middle of a magazine. That's how old I am. You'd fill out somebody...
Did you guys ever have to sell magazines at school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You didn't? Okay,
no.
So that's... What? Yeah, you had to go door to door and sell magazines for a fundraiser.
For fundraising, yeah. It was like a little catalog, and you had to fill everything out.
Yeah.
And
like what kind of magazines?
Anything, Red Book, Sports Illustrated, just a subscription to a magazine. There was like a little pamphlet that you could give them, and they could pick whatever magazine they
wanted. And then your school got
not the good ones.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But
the nudity. Got you.
Right, you said it. But
we had to sell candy bars and Jesus candles, but not.
We did candy bars in German class. Yeah,
that's we did candy too.
Yeah.
And magazines and...
Oh, we had an industrial cleaner. We had for football 1 year. For some reason, we had these jugs of industrial cleaner, like floor cleaner that we went and had to sell. I don't know.
So is this just somebody knocking over an Ace Hardware for the football team and then going, this is what we're selling this year, boys.
Get out there.
Get out there and get it done.
It's like, what? Yeah. It was weird.
I remember the girl that would always win would sell the most magazines. Her dad was a dentist.
I was just going to say it was never fair because neither of my parents worked in an office and everyone would just have their parents take it to the 100%. Office.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever had the busiest job won.
That's not fair.
On that note, can I thank Slacker? Because one of your rules was I will never walk into this place of business schlepping or trying to sell crap that my kids have to sell.
Never did.
Yeah.
So the schools hated us because we never sold anything. But then if they wanted to do a Valentine's party, I'd just buy the pizza for it. Like just outright. I would just like, I'll take care of everyone in the school, but I am not walking door to door.
Amen.
And there's people who make the argument. Do you guys feel like you benefited from learning to sell door to door?
No, I was miserable.
That's what I'm saying.
It was the worst thing ever.
But did it teach you that you didn't want to be a salesperson and maybe change your career? Like I'm just, because they're... When I tell people, like, we never sold, they're like, you're doing your kids a disservice. They don't know. They never got that skill. And I'm like, I don't think you need that skill.
And it just made me feel like crap because it was always a competition.
Right.
But everybody, like, cheated and cheated, you know, in different
ways.
Oh,
use their influence.
Yeah. And it was like, you just could never catch up. And then everyone was, like, displaying. So-and-so sold 100 yesterday.
Yes. And you're like...
And they would have
right.
prizes for if you sold, you'd come in and show, and then you'd get to go to the prize room and pick out.
Yep.
And there were like different tiered prizes. So I was always
just
the low.
Scarred millennials over here.
Yeah.
No, they're still doing it. And so finally, people will hate me as a parent, but my kids would come in and go, look, Dad, if I sell 100, I get this Mickey Mouse keychain. So I would go, Amazon, Mickey Mouse keychain, $4. Boom.
Done.
Guess what? You don't have to sell any.
Amen.
And that, while that's not great teaching
the
kids.
It's a life lesson they'll right. need to know. Dad will pay for it.
Cut corners. Get stuff quicker.
Why does Slacker have all these Mickey Mouse keychains?
But they're preying on the kids.
Yeah. I mean, I get the argument. It did get me to speak to people and to be polite and that, but I mean, I didn't gain the skill of being a salesperson right. at all. Like, because you're just talking to the old ladies in the neighborhood who are probably going to buy a right. subscription to Redbook.
Right. And nor did the school make a ton of money off of it.
Yeah.
Right? If it's a $20 subscription, what'd the school get? $2? Max? It's like, you want me to sell 100? 2 times 100. Here's $200.
Done.
I'm not buying any.
Amen.
Just go away.
Yeah.
I'd much rather do that. We were doing the same thing with box tops. Oh my God, parents are going to hate me. Like every time you eat cereal or have your sandwich bags, there's a little box top thing.
Yeah.
And we were clipping them out and taping them on a thing. And once the thing is full, once it's got 20 on it, you take it to the school and the school gets a dime. I'm not kidding. And we did it diligently for like the first 2 years. And finally, I just was like, I remember Noah coming in going, do we have any box tops? And I handed him $5 and I said, here, like, tell your teacher we collected this many.
The P&L just didn't make sense.
Like, the amount of time I'm devoting to cutting these stupid little things out.
Cheerio.
And then they also have, in really tall, small print, an expiration date on it. So you had to go in.
Oh.
It was like, if you didn't get it turned in to them in time, it wasn't worth the 1/20th of a dime.
That's
so
a lot
the amount of time, I was like, no, I'm.
We used to do that with the little tabs on pop cans or soda cans. Sorry.
You do what?
You'd collect them and turn them in somewhere and you'd somehow get money for them.
The school would?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We had a big bucket of, I still do it. It's like a habit now, every can. And I end up recycling it because it's just a habit. But
I don't know. You guys went to weird school. Yeah.
So says private school girl.
We don't have to fundraise anything.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.